Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Happy Friday. It is your All Local for the 27th of January, 2023. Today, just a little bit warmer. We tick up to around 60 degrees for our high, and the same sort of story for tomorrow as well. Thanks for being here. New developments this morning on that Amber Alert out of Kaufman County. Good news, the baby is safe. His young mother is behind bars, and the Amber Alert is over. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the very latest.
13-week-old Xavier Calliste had been missing since Wednesday evening when his non-custodial mother vanished with him from a domestic violence shelter in Kemp. Abigail Williams had been staying at the shelter with her baby, but Xavier was technically in the custody of CPS, which said Williams was free to come and go, but she was not allowed to remove the baby from the shelter. But Wednesday night, she did just that, and that set off the Amber Alert. Now, about 2 this morning, comes word from Kemp Police that Williams, still with Xavier, had been arrested in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Apparently, someone picked her up in Kemp and dropped her off at the bus depot in Dallas, where she bought a ticket for Fayetteville. Police there are holding her until she can be extradited back to Texas. Xavier, meanwhile, is being taken care of by the North Carolina CPS until their Texas counterparts can pick him up. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The president of the Prosper School Board has resigned following his arrest for assaulting a teen. Drew Wilborn was arrested in Dallas on Wednesday, charged with indecency with a child. He spent the night in jail and was released on bond yesterday. We've learned since that the assault involved a 16-year-old girl at Antioch Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church where Wilson had been working. The church has since fired him. It does not appear any kids in the Prosper ISD were involved. The school board will hold a special meeting next week to decide how to move forward. A handful of people are recovering this morning after being hurt when an SUV crashed into a restaurant in Farnworth, Dallas. It happened at a restaurant on Preston near Frankfort. Emergency crews arrived quickly and 4 people were taken to the hospital. The driver taken into custody, but at this point still unclear what led to that crash. The Dallas City Council has approved some changes to the city's economic development policy to promote equity. City Council member Gay Donnell Willis says that the city wants to put the focus on traditionally underserved areas of the city, like South Dallas.
I think it's time to start stoking the fire for business in this city and help grow our tax base and, frankly, bring opportunity and infrastructure to areas that have been waiting way too long.
The new policy will prioritize investment in some target areas and streamline the process for smaller developers. Fort Worth police have released additional information on an officer-involved shooting last weekend. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has that update.
Early Saturday afternoon, Fort Worth police were called to a home on Odessa Avenue on a report of a man threatening his sister with a handgun during an argument. Assistant Police Chief Robert Aldridge says officers confronted 35-year-old Hector Galvin.
The officer saw the suspect running and gave commands to stop, but he did not comply.
The chase went on to Rutland Avenue, where officers deployed a taser.
While the suspect was on the ground, he pulled his handgun out of his pants and pointed it at the officer.
And fearing for his life, the officer shot Galvin. He's currently hospitalized in stable condition. Aldridge says Galvin is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon against both a family member and a public servant. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Southwest reported horrible fourth-quarter earnings, blaming last month's meltdown for the shortfall. The Dallas-based airline says it can't apologize enough for the fiasco, but the feds are still looking into it.
Southwest says their fourth quarter saw a loss of $220 million, and this comes after it was learned that the airline is being investigated by the Transportation Department, which is looking into the idea that the airline intentionally scheduled more flights in late December than it could realistically handle. Aviation attorney Kent Krause says the airline is already working on their internal systems.
They'll keep to the same business model of the point-to-point type flying, but I think they're going to work a little better at trying to get more control over the parts of that you have to use, the airplanes, the pilots, and the flight attendants.
Kraus says travelers have short memories and believes the airline, which historically is always profitable, will get back in the good graces of passengers soon. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Sports, the Mavs picked up a win on the road over Phoenix 99-95, despite Luka Doncic leaving the game with a left ankle sprain.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080, KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.